You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. Joining me today to discuss gardening in southern Utah is Rick Heffelbauer, USU Extension Horticulturist in Washington County. Thanks again for joining me.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
First, what is the gardening season like in southern Utah?
So usually February is the beginning of our gardening season for the spring. Generally by about the 15th or so, which is where we are right now, the temperatures will start to moderate in the daytime. We might get up as high as 55 or even 60 degrees this time of year.
When I think of starting a garden, I don't necessarily think about starting it in February. What are people able to plant now?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we get so hot in May and June that we kind of have to take advantage of our cool weather. So usually the last 2 weeks of February, people will be looking at planting lettuce, broccoli, cauliflower, so the leafy green type of vegetables. They also will probably think about some of the root vegetables. These would be things like radishes, onions, maybe turnips, probably beets. Now they might wait just a little bit longer to plant carrots. Carrots like the soil to be warm. But any of those other root vegetables, you could plant those now. It doesn't matter if it gets cold or if it snows a little bit. These vegetables will take the mild cold weather fine. When I say mild, I mean it can be 32 degrees and they would be just fine. If it got down into the middle 20s, something like spinach might wilt, but as long as they're a sturdy plant, meaning they haven't just been planted, they'll survive that cold just fine.
What can gardeners use to help their plants this early in the season?
So one of the things that we do a lot of times when it's still quite chilly, especially when there's a chance of frost, which there will be even down here until the 1st of April. So one thing people use is something called a frost blanket. A frost blanket is just, it's a cover that's made out of a spun bonded polyester material. It's the thickness you can't really quite see through it, but it's light enough that if you lay it on top of your vegetables, it won't bend them over, it won't break stems or anything like that. But it does hold the heat. So for example, if it was going to get really cold tonight and already had my leafy green vegetables planted, I could take this frost blanket and I could put it just one layer thick over top of my vegetables and I would weight the sides down so that it wouldn't blow over. And this would give me probably 3 to 5 degrees of warmth above what the normal temperature would be.
And finally, where can people go to get more information?
Well, probably one of the best places would be the Utah State University Yard and Garden website. And then if you're looking for really specific information, like maybe when do I start my plants in, say, Washington County, then you'd want to go to the specific extension websites.
Rick Heffelbauer, USU Extension Horticulturist in Washington County. Thanks again for joining me today.
You're welcome.
And be sure to tune in next week for more Extension Education Highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.